Getting Old, Part 4. My wife tells me I'm not getting old. I'm getting older. I'm not disagreeing, but as I get older and older, it's starting to feel more and more like I'm getting just plain old. For instance, my memory is failing. My long-term memory, and especially my short-term memory, are rapidly fading into history, which is also rapidly fading. Long-term memory-wise, I used to be able to remember the names and phone numbers of high school friends. Now I can't recall any phone numbers, or the names of most of my friends, or even if they were really friends or just people I went to high school with. I'm pretty sure I went to high school, but I'm not absolutely sure. The memory's fading. I would say that my short-term memory is really bad, except to be really bad, it would also have to be there at all. Lately, it's non-existent. I forget phone numbers, those things I used to remember for years, before I can even write them down. That assumes I have a pen handy. If I don't, I'll soon forget why I was looking for a pen in the first place. I think my memory loss has been happening for quite some time, but I'm not sure because, of course, I can't remember when it began. I notice that I'm tired all the time. I'm not sure why, because I'm in bed by 8 p.m. most nights. Of course, I get up around 4 a.m., but that shouldn't matter because I'm not really awake until 7 a.m. after 2 cups of coffee, watching the news, walking the dog, and a short nap. I'm sure my sleep apnea isn't a problem because I use Provent nose strips that must be working because you need a prescription to get them, and they are very expensive. And just because I'm up every 45 minutes to pee, it shouldn't matter, because I get back to sleep quickly, usually within 20 or 30 minutes. I know I must look old, because my kids, two of which live at home, don't ask, think I'm very fragile. I am not allowed to pick up anything heavy, not allowed to move anything big, heavy or not, and not allowed to carry more than one grocery bag at a time. I'm supposed to use an elevator if I'm going up more than one flight. I'm not supposed to climb a ladder above the third step. And I'm not allowed on the roof of the house under any circumstances. If a frisbee, or a cat, or a child manages to end up on the roof, I'm only allowed to tell someone younger, call the fire department, or wait it out. I suppose the frisbee will eventually slide off, the cat will eventually jump off, and the kid will eventually fall off. Speaking of kids, I must be getting old because I literally don't understand them, ever. They speak a different language, wear bizarre clothing, have weird friends, keep crazy hours, and never sleep. They are also tired all the time. I've long since stopped trying to talk to my kids for longer than 2 minutes and about anything happening in their lives. I never ask about friends or work or coworkers. I don't ask about their finances or suggest ways to improve them. I don't question entertainment choices, food or beverage choices, and I never, heaven forbid, ask about relationships. I do try to support my kids as best I can. I've finally figured out a way to deal with it when they occasionally share news about important events. If it's just a problem in general, I understand. If it's good news, that's great. I'm really happy for you. If it's bad news, I'm sorry. I feel bad for you. If it's really bad news, I'm so sorry. I feel really bad for you. If it's terrible news, who are you again? I forget. 8/30/2021